Is our view of culture shifting? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Osejo, associate professor of sociology at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, looks into this question.
Low-status jobs have become cool in this day and age. Hanging out in retro cocktail bars and upscale men's barbershops, working in craft distilleries and in whole animal butcher shops. What draws young workers and owners to service and manual labor jobs and businesses despite other work options? These and other blue-collar jobs have become popular in cities, with these businesses opening up in hip neighborhoods all across the country. What explains why bartending, distilling, barbering, and butchery have become popular careers for college graduates? There are three big factors. First are changes in how people rank culture. What used to be considered highbrow and lowbrow is now very different, so we're seeing common items and services like whiskey, haircuts, and unusual cuts of meat become more exclusive when made in certain ways. Second, gentrification brings new businesses that cater to the tastes of young professionals as consumer experiences have become important to city life. The businesses studied all fit the bill of community staples that offer unique products and services for culturally savvy urbanites. And third, we're seeing how valuable jobs that allow workers to be creative have become. Usually this means knowledge work of some sort, but also jobs that combine knowledge with craft, or using your hands to make or do something special. So these versions of these common occupations allow workers to be creative, to know and make things that have become valuable, and to work in cool consumer destinations. In my research, I show how these jobs are more than just cool, but possible careers that bring great meaning and social benefits for workers. While they are unlikely alternatives to quality office jobs, they remain exclusive and difficult for many people to obtain.
That was Richard Osejo of the John Jay School of Criminal Justice. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.